Here's the thing to think about in our state, and it happened during COVID. Okay, Inslee, state of emergency, you know, for the health and welfare of the Washingtonians and all this. Okay, you couldn't go to church, you couldn't sing, and if you went to church, you had to be masked, and you couldn't had to be 6 foot apart. All of this stuff, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, he's got all that down, and myself and several other sheriffs basically told him to pack sand. We weren't enforcing that nonsense. And so here's the problem, though. Washington, it wasn't, my understanding at one time is in the Washington Constitution, no longer. But once you as governor, state emergency, enact a state of emergency, after approximately, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months, something like that, you're to go back to the state legislature and get permission to either extend it or drop it, one of the two. In Washington state, that no longer exists. The governor does not have to go back to the legislature and drop it or extend it. He can carry it on forever. And that's the danger. That's where you get into a dictator.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, somebody needs to stick my Supreme Court case in front of their face and that part where it says, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions.
Absolutely.
And that applies to every one of these politicians that don't understand that emergencies are not, first of all, there really is no emergency in America where you get to suspend the Constitution.
Exactly, exactly.
Does not but, exist.
Yeah, but with these guys, they're power hungry, they're mentally challenged, obviously. They've been brainwashed. And I really do believe this. Most of these far left woke characters, they want a socialist government. They want a communist government. Government will take care of you from cradle to grave. And what they don't understand what that all means.
Well, that's, there's, yeah, go ahead, Jack, say that.
Now, all I'm saying is that ultimately led to a everyone being equally accessible to the grave very quickly.
That's true.
Good point. Well, I will tell you, and I'll say it again, I've said it on this program before and several other programs all across the country. Donald Trump, and God love him for it, he bought us some time. And at least 2 years, and maybe we hope at least four, where we can get rid of this movement and show people what it's like to live in a free government. And he stopped the communist takeover of America because Kamala Harris would have put the nails in the coffin of our Constitution and our God-given American Republic. And I'm not saying everything's perfect right now, but at least we have a window open to what we really need to do as Americans, as sheriffs, and get this going to where people can see. And that's why the Democrats are so mad. They know that the American people are seeing the opportunity for freedom once again.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're spot on, Sheriff, spot on. But, you know, what I'm hoping for, Trump and all the sheriffs throughout the country, and we know reality, we're not going to get them all, but let's get a good majority of them and get behind Trump and the people like Trump, good conservatives that want a free country and don't want communism and that kind of stuff, and speak up. I mean, this is our opportunity, like you said, Richard, to speak up and be heard. And I'm going to, now once I get well, in March, sometime in the latter part of March, I'm going to start my town hall meetings and go for the next 2.5 years with town hall meetings throughout my county. And we're going to be preaching this stuff because it's fact.
Yes.
God wants us to change this back to common sense. And God, I mean, I just can't believe how crazy some of these liberals are.
Well, I was thinking maybe also that you and I ought to set up a CSPOA meeting and training seminar and invite everybody in the state, invite all the sheriffs and find some geographical location in the middle of the state and see if we ought to push something like that.
Whoa, that'd be an excellent idea. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And invite some Idaho sheriffs, invite some Oregon sheriffs and maybe Nevada as well. And just get it together to where we reinforce the truth in our training and make sure that we get it rolling again and get the whole state to see the truth and that and that Ferguson doesn't have the authority, the legislature doesn't have the authority to legislate what other elected officials get to do.
Exactly.
Okay, what is that you got showing there, Jack?
Well, just following up with what Sheriff Songer was saying, Washington County Sheriff's response to Initiative 1639. It indicates that the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation filed joint lawsuits against Ferguson, claiming it violates the U.S. and Washington state constitutions. And so obviously there's some sheriffs out there like-minded. Bob's mentioned right here in this section. I guess you know these guys, Benton County, Jerry Hatcher. You've talked about him before.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hatcher's no longer there. That's an older sheriff.
Raymond.
Jim Raymond, outstanding. Very conservative.
Hey, what is Clint? Wait a minute. Leave that one there on that one. What is Clint Didier doing?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, what does it say about Clint Didier there, Jack?
Yeah, I don't see his name. Was it above?
It's the last picture that was just down there.
Oh, okay.
Right there. That's him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's run for several offices, and I don't think he's – he's won much, but he used to be a professional football player.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I met him out there when he was running for, I think, U.S. Congress back about 18 years ago or so. But
I'll be darned. Huh.
I'm just going to glance down here and see if I see his name.
I'm wondering why it showed his picture.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can get this picture.
And the governor of Utah is Spencer Cox. And we had on the guy, the Republican that ran against him. And that would be Phil Lyman, who actually beat him in the state convention. And then they said, and then Spencer Cox claimed as the incumbent governor that he had enough signatures to get on the ballot anyway. Okay, who's that now?
Oh, that's just Randy Ross, Grays Harbor County Board of Commissioners. And I was checking out what he was talking about, but they're basically saying that, they're opposed to 1639. I have sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Washington State Constitution. Therefore, until the legality of 1639 is resolved, I have instructed my deputies to take no enforcement action as it pertains to 1639. So anyway,
that needs to be the kind of the anti 1639 meeting that we have out there. Let everyone know that the Supreme Court has already ruled on this, and that in a lot of different ways in my Supreme Court case. So, Bob, it's really good to know that you're keeping a watch on all that. But we'll start talking about getting an event going there. Maybe our national convention, just have it in Washington.
Oh, that would be outstanding, Richard. Outstanding. Yeah, I'd love to work on that. Help out. Yeah.
Okay.